पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। मैं लेक्स एंड लेक्स दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल्सो मैं दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे। दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे in everywhere in India they make a festival. Are you see Binodini?
Binod Bani.
Oh, you are Binod Bani. I was searching you. Your sons are also here?
Yes, sir.
Where? Oh. Thank you. You come nearer?
They drove 8 hours in car.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, from where?
America.
No. I'm happy to meet you. Try to hear very attentively and carefully. No? But today it is very auspicious day in India everywhere. And everywhere in epics, Vedas, Upanishads, everywhere it is glorified this day. This is the first day when God created this world. And He made so many corners. First He made jaw in barley. Barley is the essence of all the kernels. Wheat, chana,
hippie,
corn, everything, rice, it has all the potency in barley. So this day, barley is given to Krishna. In India, now fruits coming. With hairs,
new,
and they are given to for Basanti. Basanti means everywhere like oil seeds frost, like the golden color of beautiful Srimati Radhika. Everywhere in India in this season, this called is Basanta. So, everywhere they will be seen. Also, after this Akshaya Tija, so all the corns were created, especially this barley. So barley is given to Krishna. Also today, the door of Badrinarayan in Himalayan is open for all. For more than about 9 months, everywhere snow, everywhere. So many thick layers of snow will be everywhere in mountain. Adriyaya. There Ganges is there, but also much snow on there. No one can be living there. But Krishna has made arrangement that there some dhara, currents of warm water. It will put some rice in cloth and it will be boiled and it will be like cooks. So there, rishis and maharshis, they used to be there, making huts on that stream. Still there is a stream. Fought on cold water mixing, and we take bath there. So rishis, maharshis, Vyasa, they used to live there on the streams, having some oats on that, and living there. Anyone cannot come out of these holes. So he used to be there. So Dwar is, the door is open today. Even still, there is also many stones on my snow everywhere. Once we went at the time of warm season, hot season, but we see that snow was falling down, and so much snow was there.
Uh-huh.
All began to die like this. So the panda there brought so many fires, oats, and the there.
They come from south, Kerala.
No, no.
Uruguayo.
Who?
The Pujaris.
Yes. Brahmin Pujaris. So door will be open and worship today, from today. And then in Puri, there is a Narendra Sarovar. In the Narendra Sarovar, today, the prominent deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, that is Radha Madan Mohan, like this, they will go to that pond, very big pond, and they will make a festival on the boat everywhere. And after that, they will take bath of thousand and thousand colors water. Colors water means?
Yeah.
Yes. So many medicine, herbs will be given in there. Brahma, Shankara, and all deities, demigods will come. They will make bath very pleasant. They will make a shape of Krishna, maybe like elephants and so many things. And Asnan Jatra too. Chandan
Jatra.
So they will do like this Chandan, and so much thick layer of will be given on Thakurji. Thakurji will not see, only Chandan will see. At that very day, Puri, Madhavendra Puri, took sandalwood from Jagannath Puri, and he took it to Ramuna, Khirchura Gopinath, and it was given so much for so many months to take the hot heat of Gopal there. He was giving the chandan to Khirchura Gopinath, but it satisfied and took heat off there in Govardhan, Srinath ji. Also, They make so many festivals in Jagannath Puri. Really, from this day, they began to make wooden chariot from today. In a special day, when Prabhupada disappeared from this world, and all periodicals like harmonist, Gaudiya, Dainik Pradash, Prakash, and so many were stopped after departure of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And so many brahmacharis, they returned back to their family life, like today, like ISKCON devotees. At that time, all were confused, but never anyone left their renounce order, sannyas. They left that institution, Gaudiya institution, but never they, because they are quarreling. So our Gurudev, he was brahmachari, he also left the place, and he established a new Gaudiya Math at Calcutta. And Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami, his name was at that time A.C. Bhaktivedanta Abhayacharan, A.C. Bhakti. And he was called. Because our Guru Maharaj joined Gaudiya Math and took shelter in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in 1916. And then in 18th, he took second initiation and he totally joined Math, giving up his wife, his mother and everything, totally, and he joined. And in 1922 or 1923, A.C. Bhaktivedanta came as a student to Srila Prabhupada. At that time he was managing medical company, Bengal company. And he was a very beautiful, young, energetic and learned boy. When he came to Srila Prabhupada in 1922 and talking and asking questions to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, oh, he's very brilliant boy. And his English was so rich. So Prabhupada attracted by his powerful Harikatha, past tense of Krishna, and established truth. And he was attacked, John, and now returned to home. But again and again he used to come and to hear. And after that he was so much charmed that he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. But he was joining his jobs, doing his jobs, continued his jobs. But thinking that he read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jada jasya anugranami harishya tat dharma sanai, a slok in Bhagavatam, that those who will take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, beautiful Krishna, they will give up their father, mother, earth, wealth and reputation, everything, and they will be straight, be street beggar. So if I am chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha from Prabhupada, so qualified Guru, was so strong. So I feel that one day I will have to be a street beggar, street beggar. What to do? But he never give up his devotional practices, chanting, remembering, reading books, and also his job. But automatically, after some time, he lost his job. Then he made another medical factory himself in Allahabad. But after some time, it also
failed.
Then he was thinking what to do. And at that time, his wife was chastising him. His son, elder son, was chastising. And they left Swamiji. They began to abuse and tell so many things. But he never cared. He went on chanting, remembering. At last, he became like a beggar. And he came as an agent in Mathura from Prayag,
Allahabad,
having some medical things, medicines, made by his own. And he was going to shop. And at that time, he met me in Mathura. I was like a president of that mutt. And I told, oh, Prabhu, I knew him from 46 when I meet Swamiji, when he came to meet our Gurudev. So, in 1941, Guru Maharaj established this institution, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, and S.E. Bhakti Vedanta was there on the spot. Is this day. Because he was so much bosom friend of our Gurudev. From 92, when he joined, and Guru Maharaj used to look after him as a elder, as a younger brother, and he used to look after him. So he has so much affection for our Gurudev, and regard and honor. After some time, when he started this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti on this day, Akkhaya Tritiya. Akkhaya Tritiya means anyone who will begin any job, anything, chanting her name, anything, it will be transcendental and ever existing like. So Guru Maharaj invited him and he also came. And so his god brothers were also there, and he established. Why he established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti? Why? Prabhupada or anyone has given before the name of Swami, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Bhakti Vedanta. What is Bhakti Vedanta? This is title, but really Baldev Vidya Bhushan has written Govinda Bhashya of Vedanta, and their bhakti is prominent. So the meaning of Vedanta is bhakti, not knowledge, and especially nirvishesh knowledge. That Krishna has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. It is quite impossible. So Baldev Jiva Goswami has written something about this. And then in the last Gaudiya Vedanta Acharya, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he wrote Govinda Bhashya of Vedanta, and he established that bhakti is essence of this Vedanta. So essence of Vedanta. What is Vedanta? Where the end of Ved is there. What is an Upanishad? The abstract, the essence of whole Ved are in Vedanta books. So Vedanta books are called Upanishad, or Upanishads are called Vedanta books. In this, all kinds of knowledge is there. Ishavasya Upanishad, Chandok Upanishad, especially 11 Upanishads who are prominent. And in them, bhakti is there. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasya Ite Katchan Prakashante Mahatmana. Those who will serve Gurudev like Krishna, all the meanings of Ved will come and will be inspired in his heart. Not less than Krishna, because Guru can give Krishna. And the Gurus who cannot give Krishna, actually they are not Guru. Those Gurus who are themselves falling down, having no quality like this, they cannot remove the doubts even of disciples. They cannot shake them from lust and all other things. They cannot give them knowledge, Krishna knowledge. And those who are not attached to the worldly desires, these are the symptoms. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu seya uttama. So the meaning of Vedanta is Upanishad, and the meaning of all the Upanishad Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is as given. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Puran. Only one Puran, Mahapuran, and it is Amal Praman. Praman?
Evidence.
Evidence. And bhakti is prominent. Nigamakalpatarurgalitangphalam sukhamukhad amritravasan. In each line, in word, in each verse, in each letter of Srimad Bhagavatam, rush is there. Transcendental rush. You know rush? Like melody.
Mellow.
If you saturate like this, oh, always rush and rush will come. Where it is? In 10th canto, from birth of Krishna and up to Dwarka Lila. Especially with gopis in Vrindavan and Radha Kunda Shyam Kunda. So each verse of Srimad Bhagavati is saturated with so much rush. Only rush and rush, no bark, no skin, no seed, no nothing, only rush and rush. And it has been brought by Sukhdev Goswami, the parrot of Srimati Radhika. So it becomes more tasteful. So the meaning of Vedanta is this rasamayi bhakti, especially the love and affection of gopis to Krishna. By this love and by this mellow, Krishna is controlled by gopis. No one can control Krishna but gopis, easily, very easily. And then he began and tells that Napareham Nirvadya Sanyuja. I cannot replace gopis. Oh gopis, you are my lord, like. I cannot replace. Not only in one birth, lakhs and lakhs births. Oh, I cannot repeat. I cannot repeat. You should be what? You should be happy yourself. I cannot repeat. Then Gopi told, oh, now, oh, you have paid us by telling this word that I cannot repay. That is why now we are controlled by you. So each other like this. The Srimad Bhagavat is the mellow of Vedanta. So Guru Maharaj wanted to preach everywhere in the world that the meaning of Vedanta is not that Shankaracharya has made, explained in his Bhashya. It is not really Ramanujacharya has written in his commentary. What commentary?
Sri Bhashya.
Also not Madhvacharya. Fully he has not done. Fully he could not explain Srimad Vedanta in his Anubhashya. Nimbark not in his Parijat Bhashya. All they tried, but not fully. And Shankaracharya did it above it. And he covered the meaning of Vedanta, that Krishna has a beautiful shape, and that shape is what? Natavarvapu, Krishna. Varahapidam Natavarvapu, like this. So Gurudev wanted to establish this thing in whole world and preach the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam, and their bhakti is supreme. What kind of bhakti? Not dasya sakya vatsalya, not like sakya, not like harsha adbhut karun raudra bhayanak vibhatsa, laughing. What seven? Secondary. No. Only what? Unnata ujjvala rasa. By gopis. They were not married, but they were more than lakhs and lakhs than Satyabhama and Rukmindeva who were married. Yogmaya made this mood, bhav, unnapujjal. So this is the prominent thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has. So the meaning of Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto. And all cantos, other 11, are supporting. So he established, and that is why Bhakti Vedanta S.E. was especially invited, because he was given before Bhakti Vedanta S.E. So he must come, and he came, and so many god brothers came. And this very day it was established. And then after this, Guru Maharaj took sannyas from Sridhar Maharaj, though Prabhupada has given himself sannyas. But even he took sannyas and began to preach everywhere, very boldly. And he started two magazines, periodicals, Bhagavat Patrika and Gaudiya Patrika, and he made chief auditor to Bhakti S. Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta. And he was so expert in writing in Bengali and English, also perfect. He wrote sometimes Murgi Mission, you know? Hen Mission.
Ramakrishna.
And he wrote so many. Once he wrote against Indian
president.
He was very learned in whole world in Vedanta. What Vedanta? Shankar Vedanta. And he wrote so strongly against him. He has something idea that possessive and position are two things of Krishna. Possessive Krishna and possession Krishna. There are two things, this body and soul of Krishna, are different. But Swamiji, quoting from Gita, and he began to give so many things and cutting his arguments totally. And he challenged that you can answer and you can establish what you have told. Yet Krishna has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing, you can. And he gave so many things. But The President of India at that time has no dare to. He could not give an answer. He apologized like that. So this day it was established. What is the aim and object of this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti? There are two things. The first thing is that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that the what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established and preached in the whole world was in one shloka. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Shatanayastad Dham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Uparsana Bhajubadhuvar Gaini Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumartho Mahana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradru. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He took all his teachings, all his things, Shikshastaka also, and what is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in the books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He took all the essence of all the books and he wrote this shloka. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayah. Or who is Aradhya? Aradhya means? Who is? Krishna. But who Krishna? There are so many Krishna. Though Krishna is one, but there are so many manifestations of Krishna. Dwarkadhish, Krishna, with Rukmini and Satyabhama, with 16,108 queens, never. Because he cannot take flute. He cannot take peacock. He cannot tell that my father is Nanda Baba. My mother is Yashoda. He cannot tell. He is bound to tell that my mother is Devaki and father is and I am king of Dwarka. He cannot tell that I am a cowherd. He cannot tell and he cannot take a stick. He cannot wear cowherd dress. So he is not auror's pebble. Where there is no Radhika, where is no Lalita Abhishaka, where there is no Vrindavan, where Krishna has no floor, where he has no peacock feather, he has no this idea that I am a gop balak and cowherd boy, without shoe, without umbrella, nothing. Walking, roaming in Vrindavan. And always searching, where are my boy, my cowherd boys? Where are my cows? He used to worship cows. Dwarkadhish cannot do all these things. So Dwarkadhish is not our worship. It may be that Dwarkadhish may come in the shape of Ramachandra and queens may come like Sita, but yet he is not our Aran. Oh, we do pranam very far away. From very far away we are doing pranam. But he is not our worship. Oh, for showing we can worship Ramchandra also like Arati. But my heart and soul is not alone. If he is alone, we will take it out and throw to Dwarka. We will worship Krishna if Srimati Radhika is in his left side. And he is controlled by Radhika. And also the peacock feather is falling down on the feet. And Bansi is kept on the feet of Radhika. And Krishna is doing, oh my Hirdeshwari, my worshipable deity Radhika, please be happy. Then he is Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijeshatana. Otherwise not. We don't want to see Krishna alone. Even with Chandravali and Pratam Chandravali. Chandravali.
Oh.
He is not our superable. In Vrindavan even. He may be in the lap of Yashoda taking milk. He is not our that our superable. Who is? Only where is Radhika is prominent and Krishna is like a controlled. Then Krishna is worshipped. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijesh Tanaya Taddama Vrindavanam. Also Vrindavan is our worshipable. How? Like Krishna. Because giving up Vrindavan, he cannot go anywhere. This flute-wala Krishna. No, he cannot go. He cannot give up for a moment the lotus feet of Radhika. He never can give. So, this Dham Vrindavan is also worshipable like Krishna. Because Baldev Prabhu has become this Vrindavan. In the shape of Vrindavan, who is he? Baldev Prabhu. But not in the shape of Baldev. So, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanya Taddham Vrindavan Ramya Kachit Upasana Bajubadhu Bhargarneja. Oh, the worship of gopis. That, oh Krishna, bring my ankle belt. Oh, Srimati Radhika, face color has gone now. You should come and give this color. So this is the service of gopis. They can abuse Krishna. Oh, you are dhurta, cheater. Most cheater. You are liar. Your inner and outer, both is black. So you are black. They can tell this. And Krishna will be very happy. So happy. All this. Keeping his ears to hear all these things. But he will not hear the prayer of Brahma. Om Sarsa Sisa. No, he will not hear. That you have created lakhs and lakhs words. Oh, Krishna don't want to hear. He wants to hear these things. He wants to hear. Yashoda is telling that you are thief. Why you have come to take butter from neighbor's house? I will control you and chastise you. So, the aradhana of the gopis, the worship of gopis, is so much higher. And Srimad Bhagavatam is evident. Not I don't take any other. Only Srimad Bhagavatam is fullest evidence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this and we will follow this, not anything else. So this is the preaching thing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And secondly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done what? 10 roots. In Indian, Vedic, Ayurveda, there are 10 roots collected and they have met one place. And then it is given to the rogis. Patient. All rocks will go away. Diseases will go away. Very easily. So this is Dasamu. And he will be very healthy. So this is Dasamu of our Gaudiya. Parampara. From Brahma to up to now. Amnaya Praha. Tattam Harimiha Paramam. Shabda Shaktim Rasabdhim Tadbhinan Sasya Jivan Prakriti Kavalitan Abhed Abhed Prakasham Sakalamapari Sadhanam Shuddha Bhaktim Saddham Tatpriti Meva Ittaku Dasatyan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, we have only one proof, evidence, we can take. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. All Vedas, Upanishad, and all the epics we are following Vedas, all are like evidence. But among them, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal. No, spotless. But other Purans are spotful. Like Brahma.
Brahmanda Puran.
Garuda Puran and all others. They have worldly they will give some worldly desires. And they may cover Krishna Tattva. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is for like a Paramahansa, like Sukadeva Goswami. So, this is Amal Paramar. What Srimad Vedas are telling, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami has told, we don't need na dharmam, na dharmam. We don't know dharma and adharma. Sarva dharmanu pratyajyamam ekam saranam. So, only Srimad Bhagavatam. What Bhagavat is telling or other Ved Upanishad and Vedanta is telling that Amnayapa Tattvam Harimiha Paramam. Hari is Paramatattva without second. Who is Hari? Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Krishna and He is Hari Himself. So He is only worshipable. And that Hari Bhajandarandari Shyam Sundar Vitharadika. So his ocean of rush, endless ocean of rush, Krishna. And that is why we are part and parcel. So we have also some rush in our heart. He is powerful. All powers are in Krishna. He has all opulences. He can do anything. He can create lakhs and lakhs worlds in a moment. He is Adi Karanam. All Ishwar. Sarveshwar. But his Adi is no one. He is original of all. Even his origin of Nrisingha, Ram, Dwarkadhish, and all others. Two kinds of jivas have come out from them. One mukta and others.
Liberated soul and
those who are liberated soul, those are serving in Golok Vrindavan, they will never fall down. Never they will come to this world. Never. Yadgatvana nivartante taddham paramam. That is paramdham. Anyone, by practicing bhakti yoga, they have reached there. They will never come to this world. They will never fall down. They may come to teach something with Krishna, or Krishna may send them. But they will not fall. Because there is no Mahamaya who covers jivas. That Mahamaya is not there, only Yogamaya, who is always helping jivas to serve Krishna and Radhika. So how a jiva can fall from there? It is quite absurd. Swamiji has told something only for beginners. Only to make us understand. And after that he has told that you can never fall down. So, those jivas who are serving in Vaikuntha also, they are also liberated. They will never come down. Like Jaya, Vijaya and all others. And from the marginal point, Jivar Sarup hai Nitya Krishna Das Krishnera Tatastha Sakti. Tatastha Sakti. We have come from Tatastha Sakti, from the marginal point, and that is Viraja. Karnabdeshai place. So we have all come from there. So two jivas. And those who will serve Krishna with bhakti, they can be liberated. And they can have this, they can serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So this, we have some bheda-bhed prakash, all the jivas, souls, and other this world things. What? All are potencies. So there is bhed, difference, and not. So both are there at a time. And by bhakti we can achieve or prayojan or what? Prayojan? What is? That is Krishna prema. So these are 10 things and these are called dasamul. Bhakti in